The season of Lent calls us to journey along the edge, to anticipate that final trip to Jerusalem. Lent not only calls us to give up something, but also invites us to participate in the mystery of God with us.
May your grace call us from grief into gladness, despair into hope, estrangement into right relations with each other and with the earth.
Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "that shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in the mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory and with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
Let us bow for a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, may we seek you and find you. May we knock and the door be opened, for we are sojourners looking for your kingdom. as we encounter suffering in this world, turn our hearts, our ears, our eyes, our souls towards Christ, who emptied himself and was tempted and suffered for us, even giving his own life. In this suffering, plant seeds of hope, and let us never stray so far into despair that we forget the resurrection of Christ and the power of his Spirit. Amen.
Who among us has ever seen life as clearly as did Jesus?
From this time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.
And be killed.
And on the third day be raised.
Who among us has ever been consumed with the urgency of his mission, as was Jesus?
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
And give his life a ransom for money.
Who among us has ever demonstrated the determination and the sheer willpower that Jesus did?
When the days drew near for him to be received up,
he sent his face to go to Jerusalem.
It is necessary, says Jesus, that if any many would come after me,
he must deny himself.
He must deny himself.
It is necessary, says Jesus, to watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
If we would be followers of Christ, it is necessary, says the Apostle Paul,
that we stand firm.
Stand firm.
If we are to survive in the world of darkness, it is necessary, says the Apostle Paul, that we put on the whole armor of God.
The belt of truth buckled around your waist.
The breastplate of righteousness in place.
And your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
Take up the shield of faith.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And pray.
As we begin the season of Lent, let us examine the life of Jesus and note the determination that led him in his ministry.
It is necessary
that Jesus make his way to the cross.
It is necessary
that those who would participate in Jesus' resurrection also follow him in his suffering.
It is necessary
that we watch and pray.
It is necessary
that we stand firm.
From this time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Amen.
In a moment, we will impose the ashes on you. You are invited to come up to one of the three of us, and we will say the tradition of blessing and mark the sign of the cross on your forehead with the ashes. But first, let us pray. Loving God, you create us from the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our penitence and our mortality, and a reminder that only by the cross do you receive eternal life. In Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
I feel the same.
Remember that you are dust. Dust you will return.
Okay.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. We will please stand for the benediction and remain standing for our final song. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father, who has loved us and through grace has given us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort and strengthen our hearts in every good work and word. Amen.
I have to give you a celebration.